You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome. The SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100 and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Everyone, welcome. I had a guest lined up for today, but sadly they got sick last night, so weren't able to join us today. So it's just me again going over the Week 13 Battle Royale preview this week. I always talked a lot about the quarterback and tight end trends over the year and how you need a top three outcome from those players to really get any big winnings. Those $25,000, $30,000 winners. They usually have a top three quarterback in their lineup and they usually have a top three tight end. But this week I did decide to go in a little bit deeper and I decided to do some running back and wide receiver trends as well, just to give you, just to give you a perspective on what you're looking for, just for your whole team, what you're looking for. And, you got to be perfect in these battle royales is what I found. So just so for some of these running back stats, 100% of battle royale winners. This for the whole year, everybody who's won the grand prize, they have had a top five running back in their lineup. 63.6%, just about two thirds of those battle royale winners have had two top five running backs in their lineup. And 72.7% of winners have had two running backs in total in their lineup, as opposed to three wide receivers, or nobody's done two tight ends yet. But you're in battle royale drafts, you're deciding between if you're going to go three wide receiver or two running back usually. And so these percentages, just almost three quarters of battle royale winners went with two running backs instead. And this shouldn't be necessarily too surprising because, there's only six teams in these drafts, and that means at most 12 running backs are going to be drafted. So you're only drafting the very top end guys, whereas you're getting a few more wide receivers drafted, about 15 to 18 or so. So there's a little bit less room or a little bit more room for those running backs to have some high end outcomes, I should say. And only one team on the whole year has actually started a running back that finished outside the top five. So you were looking for high end outcomes here, just like we've been saying for quarterback and tight end. We are only drafting running backs that have a top five finish in their range of outcomes from now on. So we can eliminate, just like quarterback and tight end, we can eliminate most of the running backs right off the bat. For some of these wide receiver trends, also very similar, unfortunately. So, we're trying to, like I said, to hit the perfect lineup. 92.4% of battle royale winners this year have had at least one top five wide receiver in their lineup. 72.7%, just about three quarters, have had two top five wide receivers in their lineup. 23.1% had three wide receivers, which lines up just about with those people who didn't start two running backs. Essentially, all had, they had to hit perfectly on wide receiver, like bam, 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 three wide receivers that all finished in the top five. So if you are going to go wide receiver heavy, you need to be exactly perfect doing so. And only three teams have started wide receivers that have had wide receivers finish outside the top five. So, what this tells me is that I want to be shooting for two running backs in my lineup because, there's less variance there. I know for the most part which running backs are going to play well. I'm going to go two wide receivers in most of my lineups, And then I'm really going to try to pick those alpha wide receivers. You know, even if I'm getting a wide receiver at the back end of the draft, I don't want it. You know, we don't need guys, on the FanDuel, on DraftKings, there's deeper lineups. You're okay with, you know, if your sleeper pick, you know, your cheap player gets five catches for 60 yards, five catches for 50 yards, but that's going to do nothing in this battle royale, essentially. So we are looking for super high-end outcomes. I want to be shooting for those Amari Coopers at the end of drafts, maybe a Devontae Smith type of player, a guy who has a really high ceiling at the end of drafts. And, you know, I can skip past, you know, even like, you know, Zay Jones is one of my favorite DraftKings plays this week. He's not even viable. You know, I was trying to put him in as a sleeper play. He's not even viable in this format. There's zero chance Zay Jones finishes as a top. There's almost a zero chance Zay Jones finishes as a top five wide receiver this week. So, yeah, we're shooting for alpha wide receivers. You know, every player that we draft in the battle royale, we want to see a scenario where they end up with a top five finish in their range of outcomes. So that's what we're looking for right now. With that, and I also did just a little bit more before we dive into the week 13 slate. I just did some, we've talked about the quarterback and tight end trends before, but before we dive in, I just wanted to go over the quarterback trends one more time. You know, just going through all 12 winners, only one winner has had a quarterback outside the top three of that particular week. That's nuts. You know what I mean? So we're shooting for that, you know, once again, almost being perfect at the quarterback position. So we can eliminate most of the quarterbacks right off the bat. You know, maybe you're drafting a couple sleepers there, but, you know, we're sticking with Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert this week, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, those type of players. You know, you want to get a little bit cute, get a Derek Carr type of guy. But for the most part, we have to have a guy finish in the top three. And in the quarterback and really, you know, just being the quarterback and tight end are so much more important in the battle royale format because the smaller lineups compared to FanDuel and DraftKings, you only have six players in your lineup as opposed to those who are, I think is eight or nine. So, so it's just the quarterback and the tight end account a lot more of your scoring. So yeah, the quarterback is going to be, you know, scoring for the most part is going to be your highest scorer a lot of weeks. So you want to nail that pick. So we're sticking with only quarterbacks, you know, no need to draft, even Derek Carr this week, for example. I really like him in my DraftKings and FanDuel. You know, I want to get some GPP lineups with Derek Carr in them. But in Battle Royale, it's a little less viable. I just don't see, you know, Derek Carr is very good. I think he's going to have a big week. It's just hard to picture him in the top five or top three, really. So, you know, I have him highlighted as one of the quarterbacks and one of the last quarterbacks we're going to talk about. But he's someone I might, if I'm doing a lot of drafts, I might draft one of and just to see what happens, because you'd be getting pretty unique there actually too. Just going over the tight ends here, only three battle royale winners have had a tight end finish outside the top three at the position that week. Just like we've been saying, most battle royale, you know, so we're looking for top five running backs and wide receivers. We're looking for top three quarterbacks and quarterbacks and tight ends. And surprisingly, though, only two battle royale winners have had Travis Kelce in their lineup. I'm sure that has a little bit due to ADP. Travis Kelce has been awesome every week, but he is now the first, you know, it's been like 3 weeks in a row. Travis Kelce's the first pick. And, you know, and I don't mind drafting him there because that's the only time you're ever going to get your exposure to Travis Kelce. It's not that, you know, 1 in 6 chance you're going to get the number one pick, depending on how many drafts you do. I want to be drafting Kelce when I do get the first pick. But it's only been on. I believe he was on the Battle Royale winner last week or the week before. But yeah, it's only been twice this season, you know, usually probably because of the flated ADP. So that does show you that you can win and draft a tight end a little bit later on, but it's just hard to do because, you know, you got to get a couple touchdowns like a Cole Kmet. Mark Andrews and George Kittle each had a couple weeks, I believe, although Mark Andrews I believe was on the Battle Royale winning roster in weeks 2 and 3 and has not been on one since. Oh no, I take that back. He was on like one like 2 or 3 weeks ago and he scored like 8 points. So that was one of the few times where the Battle Royale winner didn't have a big tight end performance, which does happen from time to time. But for the most part, we want to be shooting for those high-end outcomes as well. You know, it sounded like I said the same thing over and over again. But, yeah, just to harp on it, yeah, we don't want to be getting cute in these Battle Royale lineups. There's just no chance that a lot of these sleeper players, you know, Garrett Wilson, for example, love him in my cash lineups this week on some of the other DFS websites. Is there any chance that Garrett Wilson finishes as a top five wide receiver this week? It's possible. It's not likely. So it's just hard for me to draft. I'm not, you know, I might get a share or two of them, but it's tough for me. You know, it's just, we're looking for those perfect lineups. And, you know, I'd rather draft somebody like Amari Cooper, who I've seen have five top 20, or, you know, five performances this year over 20 points already. And he's just someone with Deshaun Watson coming back that I really like this week. But just to show you that how perfect of a lineup you need to get these on these Battle Royale winning rosters. So don't be afraid to kind of shoot for the stars and get some players with some wide range of outcomes. Before we jump into the week 13 slate, though, I just want to pay our last set of bills here. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards and rights at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBET. Looking to get involved in a same game parlay? WynnBET is your home with their WynnBET Build Your Own Bet, letting you customize the bet you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. WynnBET has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. There's so much to choose from. All you need to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com /WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And with that, we will jump into the week 13 slate here. If you've listened to this podcast or read any of my articles, I do like to start off with the quarterbacks, you know, just because, yeah, we were talking about it. You need a top three quarterback to win the Battle Royale, essentially. I was just mentioning in my article I just put out that only one Battle Royale winning roster has had a quarterback finish outside the top three, and that was Josh Allen way back in week four. So I just like to highlight some of my top quarterback plays, and I put them in tiers just to show you how you should be getting your exposure to each one. In tier one here, I have, I added a third guy to it. But I have Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Joe Burrow. These are the guys I want the most exposure to this week. If I have a back end first round pick, I've been grabbing a lot of Mahomes in these Battle Royale drafts. Cincinnati is ranked actually third against quarterbacks and fantasy points per game this year, but Mahomes is matchup proof. I don't care which defense he's facing. That matters little to me. I think, you know, this game could see a 60 point total on this game. So Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow are guys I'm definitely targeting this week. He's been a top six quarterback all but, I believe, 2 weeks this season, Patrick Mahomes. So he's been fantastic. The only part about Patrick Mahomes that's a little bit tougher is that the only stacking option he really has is Juju Smith-Schuster. You're never going to get a Battle Royale roster with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes on it, unfortunately. That's not probably going to happen. Travis Kelce usually goes in the first pick. Patrick Mahomes is also a first round pick. You'd have to be very, very, very lucky to have Patrick Mahomes fall all the way down to you, you know, at the back end of the second round. So that's probably not going to happen. So if you have Patrick Mahomes, I've been drafting in some Juju Smith-Schuster. He's going borderline undrafted this week just because, you know, it's been a couple weeks since he had those top 10 performances. We did see that he had an illness this week, which could explain a little bit of why that he was limited last week. But I do expect a full complement of snaps. And Juju Smith-Schuster is one of the wide receiver values that I'm going to highlight a little bit later on. Jalen Hurts, he's in a great matchup this week. Tennessee is 26th in fantasy points given up to the quarterback position. Jalen Hurts is actually the Eagles are 27th in pass plays per game, but that's not why we love Jalen Hurts. We love Jalen Hurts for that rushing value, and I think he could have a big week this week. He's number three in rush yards per game, number one in rushing touchdowns, and when we, you know, dual threat quarterbacks are the cheat code in fantasy football. So I really like him this week. Joe Burrow, I had him in the top of tier two, but I'm just going to go ahead and move him into the tier one of players here. I'm a Chiefs fan. I love my Chiefs, but man, the defense is always rough. We're 24th in fantasy points given up to the quarterback position, and I expect a big week from Joe Burrow. I think it's going to be a shootout. It's also a lot easier to stack with Joe Burrow. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are kind of in that second round range. Joe Burrow's going a little bit after that. Even Hayden Hurst, you know, I'm putting him in some GPP lineups this week. you know, I don't love him in the battle royale. It's going to be really tough for him to finish with one of those top three outcomes that we're looking for. But you want to do a roster with Hayden Hurst. You have Joe Burrow. You want to get a stacking option for him. That's fine. Jamar Chase, obviously, T. Higgins are great stacking options. Tyler Boyd, you know, he's not someone that he's going to probably finish as a top five wide receiver, which is, again, what we're looking for in a battle royale winner. So not getting too much exposure to Tyler Boyd, but you want to do a draft where you draft him in the last round. I'm okay with that too. On the tier two of players here, I have Justin Herbert leading that way. He's coming on. It was a slow start. It was kind of a slow start to the year. Well, he had a good start to the year. I should say a midseason lull with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen out. You know, at the quarterback position, you know, it's been a down year in general, and we've seen a lot of these top end quarterbacks struggle without their full complement of weapons. So that shouldn't necessarily be very surprising, and I'm fine with Justin Herbert this week. The Raiders have been terrible. What about the KC running back position? I will get there, sir. Don't you worry. We go into some running backs values later, but Isaiah Pacheco, it's one of those things that the Chiefs don't like. Their passing is so good that they don't feel the need to run very much. He did get a touchdown last week. That was great to see. Is 100 yards in his range of outcomes? No. And so I'm not drafting him in the battle royale. You know, in DFS lineups, I like Isaiah Pacheco. You know, at his decent price tag, I think, you know, on DraftKings, he's 5,500, somewhere 5,700 maybe, in that range of players. And I'm plugging him in there. I'm fine at that price point, even in cash, and because that's pretty cheap for the running back position. In battle royale, though, he just does not have that kind of same. You'll have to be a little bit more specific on how does it work. The battle royale. So what I was telling people earlier is that I was going over that 72, about three quarters of battle royale winners have had two top five running backs in their lineup. And we're only in the battle royale drafts only consist of about six man drafts. So we're only 12 running backs get drafted at the absolute most. And that's not most drafts. It's probably more about 10 running backs or so. Do we see Isaiah Pacheco finishing as a top five running back? Do we see him finishing as a top three running back? No, I don't. So he's not someone I'm drafting. You know, I do a lot of battle royale drafts. You know, I'd probably try to get, you know, between 20 and 30 in a week. And there's just, I'm not drafting him in any one of them. I just don't see that kind of outlier performance. But if you really want to get unique in one draft, you know, I would consider it. But, you know, if this is your first one, I wouldn't get that, trying to get that unique with it. You know, it's a little bit more chalky in the battle royale drafts as opposed to DFS. Like I said, I was just going over the stats earlier. You're looking basically for a top five finish from all six players that you draft. So you want to be going shooting for players. You don't want to be just shooting for a solid performance. You want to be shooting for players that will finish in the elite outcomes that week. How long does it take? We have another question. How long does it take to receive payment from Underdog? It depends. I usually get it within a few days. I go through PayPal. I've seen people have difficulties with it. Just make sure that you don't have duplicate accounts. Make sure that the card that you put on your Underdog account is your name on it, because they will flag your accounts for things like that, and they will not let you get your funds back out. So just make sure you kind of dot your I's and cross your T's when doing all that. Yeah, card and name on the account need to be the exact same. Make sure you don't have duplicate accounts, and you should be just fine. And usually it maybe takes a week the first time. I think the first time I did it takes a week. Set up a PayPal and everything too. That makes it a little bit easier. Sometimes the bank accounts are a little bit more complicated as well. But that's what I would recommend. So Justin Herbert was on the top tier of my second tier of quarterbacks. Jumping into the third one here, the second one on my second tier, Lamar Jackson. His ADP is 26.6. And he is going up against the second-ranked defense against fantasy quarterbacks or against quarterbacks this year. It's been tough for Lamar Jackson recently. He doesn't have too many high outcomes recently. I have the stats here too, but he was on two battle royale winners earlier in the season, weeks two and three back to back. But he's been on none since. I believe he only has eight touchdowns in the last eight games, so that's been kind of limiting him. He only has one top eight quarterback finish, I also believe, in the last eight games or so. Just once again, Lamar Jackson's a cheat code. You know, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, when he is deciding to rush the football, these guys are cheat codes. And I just, you know, at 26.6, that upside is too much. I've been grabbing a lot of Lamar Jackson there. And you know what? He doesn't need to have a big day passing the ball. You know, if he gets 100 yards rushing against this Denver defense, that's, you know, kind of in, you know, Denver's kind of a little bit out of it right now. They traded Bradley Chubb. So I don't expect them to be as good as they are earlier in the year. So Lamar Jackson could have a big week. Another listener question here. Scores are calculated in real time and they do payouts pretty quick. That's not a question, but a good statement here. I'll post that up here. But yeah, they do payouts pretty quick. You know, they want to keep their reputation up. Underdog is super cool. You know, probably the fastest growing fantasy platform there is right now. So yeah, definitely check out those Battle Royale. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a different setup, you know, being a draft instead of constructing your lineup through through a salary. You know, you're a little bit subject to your other drafters in it, but you can also get some really unique values because of that too. You know, you see these players, you know, slide down 10 picks and you're able to, you know, get some correlations and players, you know, pair them together that you wouldn't normally be able to get. So big fan of Underdog. Up here, third on my second tier, I have Tua. Once again, a quarterback going up against a tough defense, and I think that's why his ADP is all the way at 31.5, kind of borderline not getting drafted in these Battle Royale drafts. But yeah, he did have three top five quarterback performances prior to the bye, and yeah, he's been fantastic. He has some great stacking options, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I've talked about how double stacking is really hard in Underdog because – yeah, well, like I said, we're looking for wide receivers who are going to finish in the top five. What are the odds that two wide receivers on the same team finish in the top five? It's not very possible. But Tua is one of the only players who's done that this season. I've seen a Battle Royale winning roster with Tyreek and Jalen Waddle on it. And that just shows how kind of unique this team is, that their top target share is so concentrated that they can have two wide receivers finish in the top five in fantasy. So it's impressive. So, but yeah, like I said, he's being faded a little bit in a tough matchup. You know, the defensive matchup, don't get me wrong, is important, but I always think that the quarter, you know, the player is a little bit more important than the defensive matchup. So I think Tua could be pushed this week. It might end up coming at the end of maybe in the second half when they have to fling the ball a little bit more. But I expect these two teams to push each other, and I expect Tua to be in position to maybe get some good fantasy points. Trevor Lawrence is in a sleeper position this week. Super chalky play in kind of on the other DFS sites, but in the Battle Royale, his ADP will keep him off a lot of rosters. He has an ADP of 35.2, so he's not getting drafted in most Battle Royales, and a lot of people aren't scrolling down that far when they're drafting. So, you know, Trevor Lawrence is a great way to get unique this week. He's going up against the Detroit Lions, who are dead last in fantasy points given up to the quarterback position. Fumbling has still been a little bit of a problem with him, but he's gone five of the last six games without an interception. Christian Kirk is a wide receiver value I'm going to highlight this week. You would be getting, whereas it's super chalky on DraftKings or FanDuel to be probably stacking Trevor Lawrence and Christian Kirk this week, you're going to be getting very unique in the Underdog drafts because, like I said, a lot of people are getting Trevor Lawrence. And just headlining the tier three, we don't know Justin Fields' status yet. And of course, if his ADP of 35.2 will be an absolute steal if he ends up playing, but Darnell Mooney is out, so that's something to consider. That's not why we loved Justin Fields either. Was his passing ability? We loved him for his rushing ability, so that's what he will still likely have that. But you know, don't wait for him to get declared active, because then there have been so many people who drafted Justin Fields and rounds five and six, that if he gets declared active and he's going in rounds one and two, all of a sudden you're not going to be getting any value on those people who got him at rounds five or six. So you better just hope he doesn't. So if you are going to draft Justin Fields, go ahead and draft him a time or two at that depressed ADP. And Derek Carr is my last player I'd highlight. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I just don't think Derek Carr has a top. I like him, but I don't think he has a top three finish in his range of outcomes. So I have his name listed. Maybe if you were doing a ton of drafts, draft him one time. But, you know, just my last player that I had listed there. Tight ends, also looking for a top three performance. Like I said, only three Battle Royale winners have had a tight end finish outside the top three this year in their lineup. Obviously, Travis Kelce is the first one I have up here. He's the first pick in every Battle Royale draft. If you're drafting Battle Royale and you have the first pick, go ahead and draft Travis Kelce. You're not going to get the first pick every time, so get your exposure there. But like I said, he's only been on two Battle Royale winning rosters. So it is a little bit easier to hit on wide receiver and running back later on in drafts than tight end, where you're drafting guys, you know, after you get past Mark Andrews and George Kittle, it's a little bit rough. So, you know, not a lot to go on there. You know, Cincinnati's been a tough defense, but that won't matter against Patrick Mahomes. Headlining tier two here, I have Mark Andrews. It's been tough. His struggles have coincided with Lamar Jackson's struggles. That's not too surprising. His first six game, he had 10 plus targets five times, and that hasn't happened for him since. So, this is a tough game to pair. Lamar Jackson's, I've done a couple Mark Andrews, Lamar Jackson stacks. You could bring it back with Cortland Sutton, but I don't think Cortland Sutton has that much upside. So I haven't been drafting him much. But Mark Andrews is very talented. We know that. And Lamar Jackson won't need a big passing day for Mark Andrews to have a big day as well. You know, that target share can be very concentrated toward Mark Andrews, and still think he could have a big day. George Kittle is I've always talked about him as the perfect large tournament tight end. Four of his last six games, he's finished as a top six tight end. And then the other two games, he finished outside the top 25 tight ends. Those kind of performances kind of keep his ADP depressed. It's at 23.2 right now. So you're able to get him at a discount because sometimes, he has those dud performances, but he has just as much breakout potential as anybody outside of Travis Kelce. So I've been getting a lot of him in the third, fourth round range because, he's very capable of a breakout performance, and Miami is 30th in fantasy points given up to the tight end position. TJ Hockenson, been very solid since joining Minnesota. I don't know about a super big time performance, but four or five games, last five games, top 10 tight end, 8.2 targets per game these last few weeks. So, he's been very good for Minnesota. He's kind of supplanted Adam Thielen. You know, he's kind of fighting with Adam Thielen for that number two role. It seems like it's kind of leaning him, though. I think you could see a little bit more consistency out of TJ Hockenson in Minnesota. Like I said, I like getting one of those top three tight ends just to kind of get a good, I can get Amari Cooper or somebody like that in the fifth and sixth round of wide receiver, whereas you're really running out of upside quickly at that tight end position. TJ, he was on the Battle Royale winning roster back in week four when he had a crazy performance with the Detroit Lions, but it's hard to see him finishing too high. Just to finish up here, we have Pat Freiermuth, David Njoku, Deshaun Watson will be back this week. David Njoku's been working his way back. He had a touchdown last week. And we saw him have a string of success before he had a knee sprain. So David Njoku is someone I've been picking up. You know, if I end up don't getting one of those top three tight ends and I have to wait till the back end of drafts, David Njoku is a really good pick as well. And Gerald Everett was the last name I had here. He's been really disappointing. You know, it's kind of in his snap share, might even be a little bit up in the air, but this is a great matchup against the Raiders this week, 28th in fantasy points given up to tight end position. I expect Justin Herbert to have a big game. Mike Williams won't be back. So is there a chance that Gerald Everett kind of slides in, you know, gets a touchdown? It could happen, but, you know, someone I'm definitely not overexposing myself to. And with that, we will jump into some running back and wide receiver values. We're looking, like I said, for top five finishes from everybody we draft, top five finish at their respective position. The running backs and wide receivers, you don't need to explain too much why those first guys go, the Nick Chubbs and all those players, we know why they have a ton of upside. We know that they can finish that high, but so I like just to go over some running backs and wide receiver values that I think, are going a little bit later on in drafts that, that have that kind of range of upside that we're looking for. The first name I had up here is Aaron Jones. He is at 26.1 in ADP. So that's kind of sitting at that fifth round there. But he's been a top 12 running back in three of his last five games. Top five finish twice in the last 6 weeks. And, that's the kind of upside that we're looking for. That's what's going to win us a battle royale. And Chicago is 27th in fantasy points given up to the running back position. So, Aaron Jones is, Packers offense has been struggling. He's had some dud games this year, and that's keeping his price low. So I am grabbing him up. And it looks like I had some notes on Jordan Love, but it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play, so I won't worry about those. Joe Mixon, recency bias is such a big thing. He's 30.9 in ADP, but man, he had a four touchdown performance in his last fully healthy game. I know he missed a game, and his health is a little bit up in the air still, but man, I still think Joe Mixon is going to be a really he could have a huge week if he starts, because, you know, this game could have 60 plus points in this game. Sorry, my phone was dinging at me there. I'm about to get on another podcast here at the top of the hour. But yeah, four touchdown performance in his last game. You know, we could see 60 plus points in this game. Joe Mixon very likely to fall in the end zone a couple times, once or twice if he does play. Dalvin Cook, another guy, you know, kind of like Alvin Kamara. It's been a disappointing year for Dalvin Cook, just relative to kind of where he was going in drafts. He's still been very good, but he's, you know, his ADP is 32.9. It's a relatively tough matchup. New York Jets are 12th in fantasy points given up to the running back position. But he does have three top 10 performances in 7 weeks. He has that workload that we're looking for. He got 22 carries last week. He has five targets in four of his last five games. You know, this is still, you know, it's like, you know, when players get older, they're less consistent, I think, you know, as like, you know, these great players, they're not able to put up those top end performances as much as they were before. So, you know, as we might be seeing that from Dalvin Cook, but he is still very capable of having those big games. And, you know, in a larger tournament like this, I'm very much willing to take the chance at Dalvin Cook's upside that late in drafts. That's, a you know, 32.9 is in this round six. So happy to take him there. Travis Etienne is another player. You know, he's in a great matchup this year. ADP 27.6. He is a fifth in yards per touch, seventh in breakaway run weight. And yeah, I mean, those stats are courtesy of Player Profiler. Thanks, Matt Kelly. You know, that's a great website to check out if you want to do some of your own research as well. He also has a 78-plus percent snap percentage in the last four games. You know, that kind of coincides with James Robinson leaving. You know, he's getting an elite workload now. It's, you know, his health is, you know, his health, of course, is the main reason why he's going that late. It seems to be that he seems to be trending in the right direction, though. So I'm happy to take the chance all the way at 27.6 in a good matchup. You know, Jermichael Hasty, of course, if Travis Etienne doesn't end up playing, Jermichael Hasty isn't someone I would consider in the Battle Royale drafts. He's not someone who has that top five range or a top five finish in his range of outcomes. But Travis Etienne, you know, just with some of those injury concerns, I'm willing to take a chance there later on in drafts. Finally here, I got some wide receiver values to go over. Keenan Allen, I've been kind of hammering him over the last couple of weeks. You know, Justin Herbert has been, you know, his play's improving. You know, Keenan Allen is a veteran. He's missed most of the season, but it shouldn't take him too long to acclimate back. That first game he played. Oh, sorry, I was reading some of the comments we got here. Love Mixon and ETN this week. Injury response discounts. Exactly. That's exactly right. That's what we're looking for. And yeah, you can, and just recency bias too, you know, just a guy who hasn't had a big performance in the last couple of weeks, he's going to be forgotten about a little bit in these drafts. Here is a question from Yasir Ahmed. How should I feel about my team heading into the playoffs? 12-man PPR. I got Patty Mahomes, Dalvin Cook, CMC, Amon-Ra, Keenan Allen, Hollywood Brown, David Njoku, Treylon Burks, Isaiah Pacheco, and Alexander Mattison, too. Just heading into the playoffs here. Let me just, it always takes me a second to kind of take it all in here. These teams, it's a little tough. Your running backs, Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey, you know, they kind of been, you know, Christian McCaffrey's not getting that workload that we thought we hoped for. You know, it's kind of a tough week to kind of, who's it going to be in San Francisco? You know what I mean? Dalvin Cook is more of a top 15, top 12 ish running back instead of that elite, running back one that we hope for, but you know, those are still very solid players. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you got a lot of value on him getting him in the summer. I'm sure you got him at a good price. Keenan Allen, it was a long wait for you, but since you made it to the playoffs, I think it could be well worth it. You know, I'm about to talk a little bit more about Keenan Allen here, but yeah, he's been very good. I expect him to be very good down the stretch. Who knows about Mike Williams' health, and Justin Herbert is still a very good quarterback, and I would anticipate him having some big games. Once again, man, you did a remarkable job navigating your way to the playoffs with some of these injuries. Hollywood Brown, you know, that's another one. Yeah, and yeah, it's been a tough road to get here a little bit. But yeah, Mark East, he had a solid week last week, and I think he's, you know, going to get a full complement of stats. Kyler Murray's going to be flinging that ball around as the Cardinals are trying to come back from behind. Hey, oh, another one, David Njoku. My goodness. Now that you made it to the playoffs, I feel like you're in the home free. David Njoku, you know, It's hard to rank, you know, seven or eight tight ends. You feel better about the David Njoku down the stretch here just because of Deshaun Watson. Yeah, and that upside in the tight end position is always down. Treylon Burks, Isaiah Pacheco, these are all players, you know, who, you know, who seem to be coming on a little bit later on in the year. So, I think you're heading in. You look in good shape. I think, you know, you're probably in better shape for the playoffs than you have all season. And that is not how most fantasy teams are set up. You know, most of the time you're a little bit healthier at the beginning of the year. So you will be rolling in full health into the fantasy playoffs. So good luck to you. I kind of lost track of where I was there a little bit with Keenan Allen. But, 15 targets in the last 2 weeks. And that was with him not getting a full complement of snaps the first week. So I really like Keenan Allen this week. I think he could have a big week against a Raiders defense. You know, they rank 16th in fantasy points against wide receivers. But, you know, their defense is pretty poor. So I think he could have a big week in what could end up being a shootout. Christian Kirk, ADP's 29.7. You know, I've harped on this. Detroit's defense is just terrible. They're 30th in fantasy points given up to the wide receiver position. He had a dud last week, which I think is keeping up. And he had a bye week. He had a dud game last week, which I think is keeping his ADP a little bit depressed. But prior to that, he had a wide receiver 4 and a wide receiver 5 finish in the 2 weeks. So that is, that's exactly the kind of upside we're looking for. And, he's a player that's going later on in drafts. I kind of want to be targeting two running backs early on in drafts. And Christian Kirk is that perfect 5th and 6th round wide receiver that we're looking for. Of course, Yasir, good luck to you in the fantasy playoffs. Take it easy, man. The next one I have up, I've been harping on Juju. I was on the Juju Smith-Schuster train in his first week back last week. And I don't think, of course, that didn't end up happening. He didn't end up playing a lot of snaps. And I think, that could have been, they stated later on that was because, he wasn't able to practice, kind of wasn't familiar with the game plan maybe a little bit. And he had an illness this week, so I think that could have played a little bit part of it too. I think he gets back to it this week. I think Patrick Mahomes has a big game. This is going to be a shootout. He had 3 top 10 wide receiver finishes prior to his concussion. So I am happy to take him. His ADP is 34.4. He's not even getting drafted in a lot of drafts. So if you draft Patrick Mahomes, that'll be the only stacking option that's viable for him. So be sure to grab some Juju there. And the last one I had up here, I had Deebo Samuel. I don't think he's going to play. I'd had him up when I was doing this a couple days ago, but I don't think he's going to end up playing. His ADP is pretty low right now. So, if you want to take a chance in the 5th or 6th round, that's fine. Last one I had up though is, DK Metcalf's ADP is 34.4. Aaron Donald's not going to play this week. So I really think that, the Seattle Seahawks could have a big week. I was actually, when I was first putting out my threads, I thought, that the Rams would end up being a good cash play on defense this week for DFS. But with Aaron Donald, I've just been looking more and more at it. With Aaron Donald not playing, I think, even at their super, super cheap price point, I still think I think the Rams are going to get exploited this week. So DK Metcalf has assumed kind of that wide receiver 1 position in Seattle as well, 9 plus targets in 3 or 4 weeks. I think he's averaging 10 targets in that time span. So DK Metcalf, Geno Smith's been on it this year. DK Metcalf is a great value at your very last pick in the drafts. That's all I had written down here. I guess before I go, I just wanted to maybe give you some quick pointers. They started another playoff best ball format, and that's super fun. So it's a 4-round tournament in the NFL playoffs. Each round is a different section of it. So you're going to get advance on through each round. So in the first round, I believe you're segmented into 6-man groups, and the top 2 go on to the next round, and then, so on and so forth. And, this is super unique and super fun. There's so much that actually goes into it, and most people don't consider all that and don't consider hardly any of it. So most people that do these drafts are dead in the water right off the bat. So when you're doing these playoff best ball, you can really gain an advantage by just keeping a couple things in mind. So what are we aiming for? We're aiming for the Super Bowl. We're trying to win some of that big money later on in the playoffs. So, most of the people who draft, they're drafting players. They're drafting the best player available that they want to, and they end up with players from 7 or 8 different teams. How's that going to work out when you're in the AFC or the AFC and NFC championship game in the Super Bowl? Most of those teams are going to be eliminated. You're starting 1 quarterback, 1 running back, 2 wide receiver and a flex. So you're starting 5 players. You have 10 players total in these 10-man drafts. When you have 7 or 8 players gone already, you're not going to be able to even start a full lineup in kind of the conference championship games in the Super Bowl. Whereas these teams will have a high advance rate in the first and second round. That's not what we're looking for. We're hoping to get a few perfect teams into that championship, into the Super Bowl. So when I do my drafts, I'm only drafting players from predominantly two teams. I want to pick my Super Bowl matchup. So, you know, if I start off my draft with Patrick Mahomes, I want to, you know, I want to get a lot of Kansas City Chiefs players. I want probably at least two at the bare minimum, three, probably four. And then I want to pick my NFC matchup. So, you know, on the next one, in my next pickup, I'm looking at the NFC. Okay, I have Philadelphia. Do I want A.J. Brown? Do I want CeeDee Lamb? So, you know, decide who you want. You know, pick your Super Bowl matchup. So, all right, I have CeeDee Lamb. So now I'm going to be picking Dallas Cowboy and Kansas City Chief players for Dromley for the most part. And, yeah, you want to be able to put in a full lineup of players. And then you also want player, you know, if you're picking it, so these players are going to be advancing far in the playoffs. So, you know, you want to keep stacking. So you want probably, I'd like to get 7-8 players, at least from that, my Super Bowl matchup. And then, you know, you can, at the back end of draft, if you want to get an Austin Eckler, somebody who is kind of going to push you through those first couple weeks when you're competing against those teams who did just draft the best player available. Yeah, absolutely. But predominantly, I want to be building my Super Bowl matchup because those are the teams who you hope are going, you know, if you have any chance of winning money, these are going to be the teams that are going to be advancing far in the playoffs. So, you know, you want to put a premium value on Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, even the Cincinnati Bengals and the Miami Dolphins to an extent, Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings. You know, those are the teams that I'm focusing on. Everybody else, you know, Derrick Henry has a top three round ADP. Do we see Derrick Henry going past the first round, really? You know, maybe the second round at most. No. So, he's not someone I'm getting any exposure to really that early on in drafts because he's not going to help me out that in the big money rounds. Another thing to keep in mind is that, these first round buys in the playoffs will really throw you off. I was doing what I thought, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it. Last week I was drafting Kansas City Chief and Philadelphia. I was kind of building a Kansas City Chief Philadelphia Eagle Super Bowl matchup with my playoff best ball. And I was just like, wait a minute, both these teams are probably going to have first round buys. I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to advance this team. So, you know, if you are trying to build like a Kansas City Chief Philadelphia Eagle matchup, or if you do have Chiefs or Eagles, just keep in mind that those teams are, you know, pretty heavily favored to end up with that first round bye. So just keep that in mind. So you kind of want to be built, you know, kind of maybe just go a little bit lighter. Like I tried to backtrack and I ended up with six players. So I'm hoping that if both those teams are on bye, I drafted four players from other teams that somehow I can squeeze into the next round. But just some things to keep in mind there. You know, this was kind of some random thoughts. I didn't have any of that scripted, but you know, I'll do another playoff best ball segment next week. But thank you for joining me, everybody. Thank you for all the listeners and questions and everything. But I hope you have a great rest of your week and good luck in your drafts this weekend. OK, have a good one. See you soon. OK.